We're doing Sedra Dorot. We're up to the year 1536. Hashem said, Lo yadon ruchi v'adam. That's it. God's had it with man. And Noach was 480 years old. And Hashem told him, build the teva. Now Noach's going to build the teva for 120 years until his 600th birthday. They say, says the Seder Hadoros, they say that when it discusses an Amma in the Teva, it's a metric Amma. Meaning, ordinarily an Amma in the Torah is 6 Tfachim, and this Amma is what's called Partika. I don't know what that is. I don't know what he's talking about. It's a different way of measuring. I don't know what that is. In the year 1554, meaning 8 years later, Hashem said to Noach, I want you to get married and have children. Because I've singled you out, and you and your children will live. Meaning, until that point, we saw yesterday, Noach did not want to get married. Because he said, what's the point? The point is to continue bringing children to the world. They're all going to be destroyed. Why should I do that? So he didn't get married. And now, when Noach is... Noach is how old? 488. So then Hashem tells him, get married. So Noach took a wife, Na'ama, the daughter of Chanoch. She was 580 years old. Noach was 498. She was 580. And he was 498. Yeah, because this was 18 years later, I'm sorry. So that's when he married her. So this is going to differ from the Midrashim, meaning there are other Midrashim that say that he got married earlier, and Hashem prevented him from having kids till a later age. According to this, Hashem told him to get married, and until this point he didn't even get married. It wasn't that he had fertility issues. Now, this is from the Seder Ayom, and there's a footnote there that says that Chazal tell us that Na'ama was Tuvalkain's sister, the daughter of Lamech, and she's the one that Noach married. And here it seems she was the daughter of Chanoch. So it seems that there was some kind of tradition that Noach's wife was Na'ama, and the only Na'ama they found written was Vachot Tuvalkain Na'ama. So they assume that was the one. But there was a different Na'ama that was the daughter of Chanoch. So he says, if you just know that Noach's wife was Na'ama, you assume, okay, that's the Na'ama mentioned in the Torah, Tuvalkain's sister. But it doesn't have to be so. Now he continues, he says, okay, so that's the footnoter of the Seder Ayom. I don't know if that's the Seder Ayom. Just a second. Sefer Ayasha, I'm sorry. Sefer Ayasha. We have that downstairs. And he says, take a look in the Medrash Rabbah. It says, Achot Tuvalkain Na'ama in the Pasuk. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana. Na'ama was Noach's wife. And why was her name Na'ama? Because her actions were pleasant. So in the Medrash Rabbah, it seems to say that this Na'ama, Tuvalkain's sister, was Noach's wife. And Rabbanan say, no, it was a different Na'ama. And the reason she was called Na'ama was because man imit betof l'avodah zarah. She'd make pleasant noise on the drum in honor of idols. So you see that these two opinions, the Sefer Ayashar and this Medrash, are the two opinions we quoted. Rabbanan hold that Noach's wife was not the tzadekes Na'ama, Tuvalkain's sister. And Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana holds it was. And then he says, I wonder why Rashi wrote that Noach's wife was Na'ama, Tuvalkain's sister. Why did he go like Rabbi Abba and not like Rabbanan? So he says, I don't have the commentaries on Rashi to take a look if anyone pointed this out. But he says, I don't know. It's a machlokas in the Medrash Rabbah. And Rashi seemed to have gone with the minority opinion, with Rabbi Abba's opinion, that Noach's wife Naamah was specifically Tuval Kain's sister.